This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. We all have battles that we have in our lives. And the way that we approach these different battles determines who we are at the end of them and what kind of results we achieve. And there are some battles that go really deep at an emotional level. And sadly, some people have a physical battle as well. So one of the things, regardless of past experiences, is do we hold on to the suffering or do we let it go and choose to put an end to the suffering and instead walk life in a positive direction and get the goals done that we want to get done. So that's going to be what we talk about on this episode of Breakthrough Success. We are joined by a guest who is a coach. She helps women in physical and emotional pain who want to stop suffering. And her best-selling novel, The Other Days, looks at the reasons we lie to ourselves and those we love and the measures we take in order to avoid our deepest fears and shame. Our guest who joins us for this episode is none other than Sarah Reed. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Hi.
Sarah, I'm happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I do feel like we all have different pains and struggles along the journey. And it's easy to just let those pains define us and just give into the pain. So when pain and suffering come at us, how can we learn to, you know, acknowledge it for what it is, but move forward and not let that be our anchor?
Well, what I coach my clients on is the fact that their physical pain doesn't have to cause actual emotional suffering. And most of us, we think that pain means we have to suffer, but it really is just a circumstance and you can make it mean whatever you want. You can have pain and also be at peace at the same time.
Yeah, and that's a really great insight because when we are going through a tough time, it's easy to just focus on the pain part, but not look at all these other areas you could be happy and look at all of the good sides. And I do feel like in a dark time, it is harder to see the good in the world. So how can we start to open ourselves more to the good things that we have going for us when it seems like we're getting hit by a string of bad events?
Well, the one thing I would say to remember always is that life is 50-50 and it's supposed to be that way. You're not supposed to be happy all the time, but you also don't have to be sad or in a negative space all the time. And it's okay to go back and forth. It's okay to feel bad and just be with that for a while, to be with that pain. And you don't have to make it mean anything about you. You don't have to make it mean that something has gone wrong. And you just have to know that this is part of life. It's part of the human experience. And if you didn't have some emotional pain, some suffering, then you wouldn't be able to appreciate or really know what happiness and positive feelings really are.
And I do get I like the 50-50 idea where, you know, you're not always going to be happy. You're not always going to be sad. But when you do have those sad moments, you do get to better appreciate the happy stuff, which is what Sarah mentions. And I feel like part of the issue, though, is that, you know, we get happy, like, you know, we have a good moment, but then it can be quickly clouded. So when we are at a happy time, how can we make that last longer so we're not in this path of, like, you know, the bad stuff?
Well, really, everything that you experience in life is determined by your thinking. And that's not to say that you want to just think positively all the time, but just know that if you're feeling bad, any negative emotion that you're feeling is because of the thoughts that you're thinking. It's not because of the world or what's happening in the world. So, you know, right now when we're in this pandemic, that is not causing you to feel bad. What's causing you to feel bad is the way that you're thinking about it. And maybe you do want to think negatively about it right now. Maybe sometimes you want to feel better. Sometimes you don't want to feel better, but just know that you're not at the effect of what's happening outside. It's all what's going on in your brain that's making you feel whatever emotion you're feeling. And so it's just good to remember that when you're feeling good, you're causing that. Just like when you're feeling bad, you're causing that. You're never at the effect of your circumstances.
And I love something Sarah said there, like your thoughts, not your circumstances, control your emotional outlook. So I think it's very important for us to dive deeper into those thoughts. So how can we keep our thoughts in check and make sure we're thinking better thoughts, especially if you already have a script?
Yeah, it's just, and you do have, you have, your brain is programmed. You've been programming it your whole life, probably unintentionally. And the first thing you want to do is just become aware of the thoughts that you're already thinking. And the way you do that is by noticing how you feel. Because whenever, you know, it's harder sometimes to know all the thoughts that are going through your head. We have 60,000 thoughts a day, but we have feelings that we are able to recognize pretty easily usually, and or at least more easily than our thoughts. And so if you just become more aware of how you're feeling and just feel that, then eventually you can ask yourself, well, what thoughts are causing these feelings? And then every time you start to have those feelings, you can become aware again of like, oh, it was those same thoughts causing it. And maybe I want to question those thoughts. Are those thoughts serving me? Is this what I want to continue to think and operate from? And maybe you do, maybe you don't.
And a really big point is the thoughts that, you know, monitoring them. And if you're not monitoring your thoughts, then you're not able to improve. You're not able to adapt. And part of that monitoring is so that you do get better. And I feel like when people do pay attention to their thoughts, there's biases that operate. So maybe you think a thought, but you just push it to the side because you don't want to go deeper into that space. And sometimes it's those thoughts that we go deeper into those. That's how you have really big breakthroughs. Yeah. So I'm wondering, how can we, in our monitoring of our thoughts, like really get honest and go deeper in thoughts that we should be going deeper on?
Well, the first thing I would say is to know that your thoughts, like there are no thoughts that are harmful unless you're not aware that that's what you're operating from. Just like there are no harmful emotions, no emotion can actually kill you. It's just there and you're going to experience it. So there's nothing to be afraid of with looking at your thoughts. And when you resist a thought and you think, oh, I just don't want to look at that. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to be into that space. All you're doing is really feeding it. And you're, you know, when you resist and you push away, it's just going to come back until you look at it. And if you actually look at it, you can notice that you are not your thoughts. You are the watcher and you're the observer of your thoughts. They just go through your head all day long and you get to decide if you want to believe them and hold on to them or not. They're not there to hurt you, and they can't hurt you unless you don't look at them.
And for that whole monitoring process, like, do you mentally think it in your mind? Like, okay, I'm thinking of this thought. I want to go deeper in this. Do you have some kind of journaling that you do? Like, what's the approach for better monitoring our thoughts?
Yeah, the best thing to do, and you could do this every day, but especially whenever you're having a negative emotion or you're experiencing something that you don't like, is to do a thought download. And that's just where you sit in front of a piece of paper or your computer and you just write down everything that you're thinking about whatever is going on, and you don't hold anything back. You just get it all out onto the page, and then you can look at it. You know, you give yourself maybe 30 minutes to write, and then you just look over everything that you wrote and know that everything you wrote is a thought and it's all optional.
We have more great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from today's sponsor, Jobber. Jobber's award-winning software helps small home service businesses organize their entire operations, from scheduling jobs and managing their crews to invoicing customers and collecting payments. That way, you can spend more time on the services you're already great at. Job by job, business by business, Jobber is transforming the ways their customers deliver service. Start your free trial over at getjobber.com/breakthrough. All right, let's get right back into the episode. And with this writing down your thoughts, it allows you to put the important ones on paper and allows you to see, because with something like this type of a project, you're now being a lot more conscious with your thinking. So things that you want to really explore, things that you think you shouldn't explore, those are going to crop up more because you're being more conscious with doing an exercise like this. And then it's just a matter of looking at what's there and making the changes you have to make.
Yeah. And so with the clients that I coach, we have a tool called the self-coaching model. And what you do is you take one of those thoughts and you put it into this model, and you can see basically how your thoughts are creating your feelings, and those are driving your actions and giving you the results that you have in your life. And the point of looking at all your thoughts is to know, are these thoughts serving me? Are they giving me the results that I want? And there are no true or untrue thoughts. There's only thoughts that serve you and thoughts that don't, thoughts that are useful and thoughts that aren't. And so when you look at them and you think, these are just things in my head, and I get to choose what I want to run my life based off of.
And I love how you have this, you know, this thought helps me, this thought does not help me. There's no in-between type of thought. And I think that approach is going to make it easier for you to determine which thoughts are helping you, which thoughts are hurting you. Mm-hmm. And with some of the thoughts that are hurting, it's tempting to keep continuing to think those thoughts or continue to go in that direction. So when we do write down something like, yeah, this thought doesn't help me, how do we work to get that out of our thinking process?
Well, the most important thing is to look at exactly what it's creating in your life first. You have a thought that you're living from, and whatever, you know, your brain is actually, it's just an evidence finder. It's not a truth determiner. And we think that we have these thoughts and then we find all this evidence for them out in the world. But really all we do is we program into our brain, okay, believe this thought and now find me all this evidence. And it's not that the thought itself is true. It's that we're now looking to prove it true. And every time we do, we kind of just reiterate that in our brain. So you have to get to the point where you are able to say, yes, I have all this evidence for this thought that isn't serving me, but what do I want to believe instead?
Right. And this is where you have something like selective fact searching, where it's not just looking for what's true, it's looking for what supports your version of truth. And
right.
I think that's something everyone has it to a varying degree. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of, are you building up on the right truths or the wrong truths? And that exercise Sarah mentioned earlier, these thoughts help me, these thoughts don't help me, will give you a better idea of which thoughts you do want to build stronger truths around, just have stronger foundations, and which ones you got to change. So for some people, like, you know, you go decades, like money's a big example. You go decades thinking about money in this one way. If for someone who's thinking about money in a poverty mindset, how do you change that script? And money's the example we're using, but it could apply to relationships and other things. So how do we change that type of a deeply rooted script?
Well, really, you don't want to switch to something like an affirmation where you just like say the opposite of what you believe, because every time you do that, your brain is just going to say, no, that's not true. And you're actually going to probably make the problem worse. What you want to do is just say, well, this is what I've believed, but now I'm looking for evidence of this other thing, or I'm considering that it could be possible, you know, that money is easy, or that I could have an abundant mindset. You don't want to just switch to the opposite right away. You want to, just like I said, you program into your brain, I'm looking for evidence, or it could be possible, or how could I make this seem more true to me? And you just ask yourself those kinds of questions. And basically you build ladders to the thought that you want to believe. So you start with, I don't believe money is easy. That's where you are now. And then you would go to something like, I'm looking for evidence that money is easy, or it's possible that money is easy. And as you start doing those thoughts, which you can already believe now pretty easily, you can believe, yes, I'm looking for evidence. And then once you start finding evidence, then you start to believe it more, and you can change your thoughts more to, maybe money is easy, maybe I could make money easy, things like that, until eventually you get to the point where you do believe that money is easy.
Yeah, and that's a really great mindset to have, like to build on it, find evidence rather than just a manifestation, because a manifestation works with your subconscious. It could be really well, but to say like, I am not X, or I am this instead of what I've always been, like that's not going to do any justice. But mm-hmm. finding the evidence to build on any type of declaration, like that evidence is so important. And just your thoughts and the way you approach the important parts of your life, that's going to be stuff that is a big game changer for you. And another big game changer for you guys is going to be The Other Days, which is Sarah's book, which we will definitely be throwing in the show notes. But do you want us to throw anything else in there for people who want to keep following your work and journey?
For coaching or for the book?
Let's do book and coaching for people who want to.
Okay, well, if you want to know more about my coaching, I do a podcast called The Pain Coaches Podcast with my business partner, Karen. And we've been doing that not too long. We've recorded about 6 episodes. We've got, I think, 3 up right now. And we just talk about how pain is part of life, how it affects different parts of your life, what to do when you're in pain, how your primitive brain makes pain where there doesn't necessarily need to be any, things like that. And we have a website, thepaincoaches.com. We're on Instagram and Facebook at The Pain Coaches.
Well, we will definitely have all of those links down in the show notes. We'll also have a strategy call link of mine for people who want to get more visibility and revenue. But once again, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you so much.
This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months. Find out more at getjobber.com/breakthrough.